Good morning to you. This is the voice of Pastor Ken Harger coming your way, and glad to be able to share with you in another broadcast time this morning. You tune me in either by the way of WDLP 93.1 at 7 o'clock. Let me get things started here. We're streaming this broadcast live by the way of WDLP.fm. Some of you tune me in by the way of Green Ionia at I-1430 AM or 92.7 FM at 8 o'clock. Others have tuned me in by the way of Greenville, WGOM 106.3 FM at 9 o'clock. And we're now streaming both of these broadcasts live by the way of the web. Also, those of you that's tuned in by the way of internet radio at earsradio.com at 10 o'clock. And those that's listening by the way of my website, PastorKenHarger.com, go to Media Storage on my website page and it'll direct you right to the storage place where I got several messages just waiting to be listened to. Well, I'm joining you on Thursday that I'm putting the CD together. I had this virus thing that's going around and I was in bed for 2 days, and I'm still not feeling the best yet, but I'm making some progress, and so I'm glad for the progress that I'm making, and we're just looking forward to sharing this service with you. The very first service of 2019. So welcome. Even though it's the sixth day, welcome to 2019, and I trust the happiest new year to each and every one of you of our listening audience, and God's blessing to be upon each and every one of you. As I join you this morning, I want to remind you that we do have some people to take care of the financial cost of our broadcast time, and so we need to say thank you to Marie Rivard in memory and honor of her husband, Fran. She's from Dayton, Tennessee. To Gay London in memory and honor of her husband, Dave, and she's from Greenville. And Gloria Spencer in memory and honor of her husband, Spence, and that was his nickname, and they're from Orleans, and we thank them for their support. And Doug and Noreen Lane from the Sheridan area, and then Bill and Judy Hammond from the building area. Each one of you, I thank you, and a happy new year to each of you in this new year that we're coming along. Thank you to K.I.N. Kingsinger for picking out the music for this morning's service. I appreciate that very much. There's something coming up at Shiloh that I want to have you be a part of if you want to be. Every year I do a memorial service to remember those who passed away the year before. And for about 45 years, or maybe even a little more, we've always taken the second Sunday of January and used that day for our memorial service to remember those who passed away. So next Sunday, January the 12th, it's a Saturday, but January the 12th, we're going to have the first service of that memorial service. That is at 6:30. And then Sunday morning, January 13th, at 9 o'clock, and then we'll repeat it again at 10:45 at the Shiloh campus. That will be our annual memorial service to remember all of those who passed away in 2018. I will be sharing the message, and at the end of the service, we'll have a time whereby you can light a candle in memory of your loved one. And so my prayer all this week is going to be for those that's going to be a part of that service to remember their loved ones, because I think that's so important to do. Well, our message for this morning for 2019 is the power of a moment. The power of a moment. There's going to be some good moments in 2019. There's going to be some difficult moments in 2019, because that's just the way it's going to go. And we know that to be true. But at the same time, we want to get something from God's word that we hang on to as we begin this year, and maybe some improvements we can make over last year. You know, right now, 2018's history, folks. It's gone. It's past. It's over. We're into 2019. And here at the lighthouse this morning, there's a big old ice cube, about 358 acres. There have not been really too many people on it very recently, but I'm sure there will be yet. And we've had a very mild so far part of the winter, so we're grateful for that as well. So we get started with the message this morning. Got a song I want us to listen to. And this song is reminding us of the fact that whatever happens in this new year, there's going to be a need in your life and a need in my life to tell Jesus about it, to speak to the Lord about it, to have a time of prayer about it and asking God to minister in a very special way. So we're going to listen to the first song of the new year. And as we do, we're going to relax and just get ready for the message that God has for us today.
Are you weary? Are you heavy hearted? Tell it to Jesus. Tell it to Jesus. Are you grieving over joys departed? Tell it to Jesus alone. Tell it to Jesus. Tell it to Jesus. He is a friend that's well known. You've no other such a friend or brother. Tell it to Jesus alone. Do you fear the gathering clouds of sorrow? Tell it to Jesus. Tell it to Jesus. Are you anxious? What shall be tomorrow? Tell it to Jesus alone. Tell it to Jesus. Tell it to Jesus. He is a friend that's well known. You've no other such a friend or brother. Tell it to Jesus alone. Tell it to Jesus. Tell it to Jesus. He is a friend that's well known. You've no other such a friend or brother. Tell it to Jesus alone. You've no other such a friend or brother. Tell it to Jesus alone.
What good advice that is, folks. Tell it to Jesus. Tell him the things that's upon your heart and mind as we not only begin this year, but as we process through this year, that God would be pleased to hear your voice and share with you the comforts that he's able to bring to our individual life. So as we get started for our message this year, once again, I want to pray for our listening audience that God's richest blessing would be upon them. Father, I don't feel so good this morning. My voice isn't the best, but I thank you that I can share this message with these dear people. I thank you, Father, for the listening audience, those that tune us in week after week, and many have shared with me that they listen to the broadcast, and I appreciate that so much. And Father, I don't see any faces. I can't see. I just know they're out there. And so, Father, we're going to just pray for the people that are listening this morning, that your hand of comfort, encouragement, whatever is needed today for them as they begin this new year. May we all, every one of us, get past our past and move on forward to 2019. Father, thank you for another new year, fresh from the hand of yourself. New opportunities, new desires to be fulfilled and things to be accomplished and difficulties to be faced. We know that is all true within the course of a year. But Father, we come to you now and just ask that you would be with the listening audience, that whatever their family needs is, whatever their individual needs are, that Father, you would be pleased to meet them according to your will, whether they're physical, spiritual, emotional, financial, whatever they might be, Father, we can cast our care upon you because you care for each one of us. And I pray that every person that's tuned me in this morning, well, you know that you care for them and what they have. Speak to our hearts now as we think about this new year. Give us something to kind of get a hold of that will help us through this year to make progress that we should be making. I pray in the name of Jesus and for his sake. Amen. Well, I was thinking about the new year and thinking about some of the things that we may be coming in contact with and we may have to do. We never know. So we just do it one day at a time. That's the best way to do it, folks. But you know, I was thinking the new year always has there's different moments that take place, and sometimes there's different moments that they stand out to us. I've been watching a little bit as they reviewed the past 2018 and the news things, you know, telling of the different things that happened. And in moments of time, some very serious things took place. And then I was thinking about the power of a moment, thinking of when it comes to the end of 2018. So many times I've been a part of that where we'll say 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Happy New Year. Happy New Year. That's the first few moments of 2019. That's what I want us to think about this week. The power of a moment in 2019. There will come some good moments. I hate to say this, but it's true. There will come some difficult moments. I love as Job was going through one of the very long and difficult moments of his life, he asked in Job chapter 7, "Why do you make man so important, God? Why do you give him so much attention? Will you examine him every morning? Why do you test him every moment? Will you never look away from me? Will you not let me alone even long enough to swallow?" Hey, he was sensing God's momentary care upon him. And, you know, really, that does two things for us. If you're not right with God, it makes you pretty scared. But if you are right with God, it's also can be a blessing to know. I can't think of any better way after reading that verse than to share with you something that is in for 2019. It was a song written by a gentleman by the name of Daniel Witter, and this song was written back in 1893. So that's over 100 years ago this song was written. And he entitled it Moment by Moment. Listen to this, I'm just going to give you some of the words from the stanzas. "Dying with Jesus, my death reckoned mind. Living with Jesus, a new life divine. Looking to Jesus till glory doth shine. Moment by moment, O Lord, I am thine. Moment by moment, I'm kept in his love. Looking to Jesus till glory doth shine. Moment by moment, O Lord, I am thine. Never a trial that he is not there. Never a burden that he doth not bear. Never a sorrow that he doth not share. Moment by moment, I am under his care." That's good to know, folks, in the times of trials, burdens, sorrows, never a heartache and never a groan, never a teardrop and never a moan, never a danger, but there on the throne, moment by moment, he thinks of his own, and that's you and I. Never a weakness that he doth not feel, never a sickness that he cannot heal, moment by moment, in woe or in weal, Jesus, my Savior, abides with me still. I think I want to take that for 2019. Moment by moment, I'm under his care. That's a good way to start a year. That's a good way to deliver the first message. Moment by moment, you and I are under his care. Say that with me, if you wouldn't mind. Moment by moment, I'm under his care. God cares for each one of us. That's why I like that verse so much when he tells us that we can unload all of our care upon him, because he does care about us. That's what I like about that song. Tell it to Jesus. Let him know all of your heartache and your grief. You know, sometimes people don't like to hear us tell about the woes of our life. they don't want to hear us, how's your week been? And then you get ready for about a half hour of all the things that went wrong and so on. No, nobody likes to do listen to all of that, but you do know Jesus cares. And he cares so much, he'll listen to whatever it is that you want to share with him. And he'll never get tired of hearing you do that. So that's why I want to use as a foundation for the rest of my message, is that moment by moment, I'm under his care. There's power in those moments. I want to share a moment of decision that was in the life of the Lord Jesus before he began his ministry, his public ministry. He reminds us that this new year, there will be moments of decisions. And you know, let us learn to do as Jesus did, as we'll find out in our study of this thought. He looked to God's word for wisdom to make the right decision. He let God's word be the thing that was going to guide him and direct him. Jesus has been pointed out as the Lamb of God that taketh away the sins of the world. And then in Luke chapter 4, 1 through 7, Jesus, full of the Holy Spirit, returned from the Jordan and was led by the Spirit into wilderness. And he was there for 40 days. And then he was tempted. Satan came to him, the devil. He said he had ate nothing during those days, those 40 days. And there, and when they were over, he was famished. He had nothing to eat for 40 days. And then, wouldn't you know, the devil came and said to him, "If you are the Son of God, Jesus, command this stone to become a loaf of bread." Jesus answered, "It is written, one does not live by bread alone." It's not the first time Jesus said that. One time when, later on Jesus said that, I should put it. Later on in Jesus' ministry, the disciples had went into a city to get some food. And when he came back, they asked Jesus if he wanted some, and he said no. He told them, "I have food to eat that you know not of." He had just been sharing with a woman about her need of having forgiveness of sin. Our temptations aren't the same as Jesus' temptations. But we, like Jesus, are tempted by all kinds of things. It tells us in the book of Hebrews that Jesus went through every source of type of temptation that you and I could go through. And yet he was without sin. But you and I, when we become tempted, sometimes we end up sinning. Now, how did Jesus respond to these temptations? What is there that is helpful to us as we face the temptations in 2019? The first thing in that time of temptation may come to a time when we feel the weakest. When we just are what the scripture said about Jesus, he was famished. Remember, he had ate nothing for 40 days. And the tempter came at that time. And Satan often does that, and temptation always comes at those times when we're the most vulnerable. Because of his hunger, he was the most vulnerable. To turn a stone into bread to satisfy his immediate needs. I got to tell you, I believe with all of my heart that Jesus could have turned that stone into bread. And I don't believe it would have been a sin for him. The sin would have been in doing what Satan was asking him to do, to meet his immediate need. Satan went on attempting different sources. It was all to say, "You can have this right now. You don't need to go through what you come here to go through." You see, when you are physically exhausted, it can weaken you spiritually as well. That's why we need to know God's word and have it ready to give it out as we are in those times of temptation. One of the thoughts I want to think about before we leave this idea of temptation is, remember the choices we make now always have consequences for the future. Have you noticed that in your life? We make a choice now. It isn't just to satisfy that immediate desire that we have, because it's going to bring about results of a different kind in the future. Our ability to withstand temptation has a lot to do with our trust in God. I don't believe this temptation is about Jesus' empty tummy. I believe this temptation is about what's going to be bigger. It is about so much bigger. It's about, is Jesus going to do what God wants him to do? Is Jesus going to go on trusting God and not surrender to the temptation he's forced with? Do you understand? That's many times what it is to us. I love the way Jesus answered. The scripture from the Old Testament is written, one does not live by bread alone. You know what Jesus is saying? He's saying obedience to God is far more important than food. He's saying, I will trust God. I will trust him as to what I should be doing. What a good lesson as we begin 2019. What a good lesson for us to learn. When we're tempted to satisfy our immediate desires, we reflect upon the idea it's going to cause problems in the future. And when we reflect upon satisfying our immediate desires, we have to ask ourselves, if I too do this, am I being led by God? Or am I being led by evil? I love a little picture I found. It says, keep calm. Keep calm and trust God. I think that's what I learned from Jesus for 2019. Keep calm and trust God. God is worthy of being trusted. And you and I need to trust him because we know he is trustworthy. A power of a moment. I want us to think of another power of a moment. It's another thing that comes in our life. And sometimes we have a hard time distinguishing between temptation and trials that we may be going through. But I want to tell you that trials that we go through as an individual person, as a believer, is never meant to destroy our faith, but to cause our faith to mature, to grow. And Satan was trying to destroy the relationship between God the Father and his Son, the Lord Jesus. We must be reminded there is some trouble coming our way in 2019. Bobby, some of you have had some already, you know. You say, man, we've already had some things. Yeah, and we have to come to this conclusion. I see a sign by schoolhouses a lot of times that says a drug-free environment. And I believe that's the way it should be. But at the same time, I need to say to myself often, and I need to say to you as well, we do not live in a pain-free environment. Difficulties are going to come. Pains are going to come. Hardships are going to come. How can I properly have a proper attitude towards the trials that come in my life in 2019? Because I, as a Christian, am not immune to different forms of trials that can produce in our life that which cannot be produced in any other way. James 1:12, my brothers and sisters, James says, when you face trials of any kind, consider it nothing but joy, because you know the testing of your faith produces endurance, and endurance let endurance have its full effect in your life, so that you may be mature and complete in the Lord Jesus, lacking nothing. What he's trying to get us to see is he's saying, brothers and sisters, we're going to go through some tough times. The world isn't going to love on us. There may be things that happen in our life that we don't understand. When I go through a tough time in my life, I want to know that at the time of the trial, I am not so full of joy. I got to tell you, that moment I'm going through that experience, it is not a joyful experience. But what he's telling us is, later on, I believe it becomes a joyful experience. There will be good to overcome, as shared in James 1:3. For you know what your faith is tested. your endurance has a chance to grow when your faith is tested. These trials will show you how your faith is genuine. It is being tested as fire tests pure gold to get rid of those things that are not pure. Through your faith is far more precious than gold. He said they put gold through a testing process to get rid of the impurities. And he said, as a believer, sometimes the best things that we go through is some of the most difficult things that we go through. As you think back over last year, 2018, have you noticed that when you persevered in a tough spot of life, that it produces maturity? It made you stronger. It made you more ready to go forward, gave you more strength. James 1:4 says, so let it grow. Let this endurance grow. When your endurance is fully developed, and you will be perfect and complete, needing nothing. You see, the process is this trials and this perseverance through those trials, and it produces maturity. But dear people, it's not automatic. It takes time. It takes time for it to happen. Every person listening to me today, you could probably think back of a trial that you've gone through, maybe not so much in 2018, but maybe in 2018. Maybe some other trials in your life. If I was to ask you, would you like to go through that again? Probably your answer would be, no way, no way. No way do I want to do that. But if I was to ask you, are you grateful for what that difficulty accomplished in your life? Many of you would say, we considered it all joy because we know that when we was going through that tough time, the end results was we was growing in maturity as a Christian. You see, there's something, some sweet fruit that comes from the bitter times of our life. You know, no matter how what it is that you're facing, folks, what it is that you've gone through in the past, if you quit fighting it and say, it was tough, it was really tough, but I'm not going to let that control me the rest of my life. I can tell you from my heart to yours, the older I get, I'm so glad I didn't let the tough childhood that I had control my life for the rest of my life. It's brought about a tremendous, difficult, but necessary change. It says, what he tells us in the book of Hebrews is, let your eyes be fastened upon the Lord Jesus. He's the author and he's the finisher of your faith. And he through the endurance of the cross. You know how Jesus endured the cross, Hebrews telling us? He considered the joy that was going to come afterwards. The joy of you and I believing in him today. That's what he looked at when he was willing to go for that cross. I can't speak for all moms, but I do know there's a Bible verse in the Bible that says that a baby is born into this world with great pain to the mother. But after she sees the child, the pain is well worth it. Let's think about that stuff for a moment, folks. We want to learn as we go through this year the things that God has for us that can benefit us tremendously, even through some tough times of our life. I want us to think about what we need to do in the good times and what we need to do in the difficult times. And if we have to, if we can't do it during the difficult times, we should do it after the difficult times are over, because we need that in our own individual life. And so we'll just see if we can get this song to come up. And this is Blessed by Your Name. Blessed be Your Name, O Lord. You've been so faithful. You've been so good. Guide us, direct us.
Blessed be Your Name. In the land that is plentiful, where your streams of abundance flow, blessed be your name. blessed be your name. When I'm found in the desert place, though I walk through the wilderness, blessed be your name. Every blessing you pour out, I'll turn back to praise. And when the darkness closes in, Lord, still I will say, blessed be the name of the Lord, blessed be your name. Blessed be the name of the Lord, blessed be your glorious name. Blessed be your name when the sun's shining down on me, when the world's all as it should be. Blessed be your name, yeah. Blessed be your name on a road marked with suffering, though there's pain in the offering. Blessed be your name, yeah. And every blessing you pour out, I'll turn back to praise. When the darkness closes in, Lord, still I will say, blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord, blessed be your glorious name. You give and take away, you give and take away. My heart will choose to say, Lord, blessed be your name. Every blessing closes in, Lord, still I'm gonna say, blessed be the name of the Lord, blessed be your name, Jesus. Blessed be the name of the Lord, blessed be your glorious name. Blessed be the name of the Lord, blessed be your name. Blessed be the name.
Blessed be his name. You know, I wonder as we listen to a song like that, do we really understand just how powerful that thought is, that no matter what it's going to come, that at the end of this year, you and I will still have in our heart, blessed be his name. Blessed be his name. We don't know what's ahead of us, and I thank God that we don't. But I do know this, that we have confidence that God is with us. We can face 2019, and we can enjoy the things that he's going to send our way for us to enjoy, and the things that will be a real blessing to our life, and the discouragements that come, the brokenheartedness that comes, the sicknesses, the death, whatever it is. We can face that because we've learned how to bless him for both the good and the difficult. So we need to realize those trials is helping us to have that faith be a little stronger. But I want to go on with something else that I think is really good. I believe there's some momentum that comes when you start a new year. You're thinking about all the things that you're excited about, and you're marking new things on the calendars, and maybe something that this is your year to, you're going to be married or whatever else is taking place in your life this coming year, and this is your year of retirement, this is your year that you're taking a vacation that you've been wanting to take forever. I believe there's some good in that momentum that is there at first as we consider it, but there's a little word that I want to use. It's a power of a moment to when you need to press on. Press on. When you need to realize that we haven't arrived yet. Paul shares that in the book of Philippians. Paul's being very honest when he says, "Brothers and sisters, I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it, but one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining towards what is ahead." Good thought for us at the end of one year, the beginning of a new year. But he goes on to say this, "I press on towards the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus." I want to press on, he says, to become all I can become in this one, the Lord Jesus. That I'll be the person he wants me to be. And I want 2019 to work that out in my life. I want 2019 to work that out in your life. That we're going to press on. You know, we get in trouble if we think we have arrived. We get in trouble when we begin to just kind of coast a little bit. We get in trouble when sometimes we put it in park. But we need to press on. My favorite story in the ministry of the Lord Jesus about this idea of a human pressing on to touch the hem of Jesus' garment, which I'm going to say to become whatever Jesus wanted her to be, is given to us in the book of Luke, chapter 8, verses 41 through 8. As Jesus went through the towns, the people pressed around him, big crowds surrounding him. And there was a woman who had a discharge of blood for 12 years. And though she had spent all of her living on doctors, she could not be healed by any one of them. She came up behind and touched the fringe of the garment of the Lord Jesus, and immediately her discharge of blood ceased. And then Jesus said, "Who's touched me?" When all denied it, Peter said, "Master, there's a big crowd, and you say somebody touched you?" Jesus said, "No, somebody touched me because I perceive that power has left my body and went into somebody else's body for healing." And the woman came and felt trembling down to his feet. And she said, "I was the one. I had no more money left. I had nothing. And I wasn't getting any better, but I was getting worse. And I heard that you was coming to town. And even though there's a big crowd, I did as hard as I could to work my way through, as weak as my body was. I wanted to reach up and touch the hem of your garment. Because I believed if I just touched the hem of your garment, I would be healed." What a beautiful story. I'm so glad she didn't quit when she saw the crowd of people. I'm so glad, even though her body was tremendously weak, she worked her way through that crowd. But greater than that, I'm so glad that she heard the blessing from the Lord Jesus' mouth to her ears when he had her confess, admit that she was the one that touched him. I love what Jesus said to her, "Daughter, your faith has made you well. Go in peace." Go in peace. You know, dear folks, sometimes we quit. Just about time, victory's going to be there. I'm glad she didn't quit with the doctors. I'm glad she didn't quit because she said, "Oh, there's a big crowd and I can't do that." I'm glad she didn't quit, but she worked her way through, and finally she reached up and she touched the hem of his garment. What do you and I need to press on for in this new year? Something we've wanted to have for a long time. She'd been dealing with this sickness for 12 years, and she spent all of her money. What is it that you want? There's a Bible verse that says, when you've done everything you can do, that's when God will step in and do what you cannot do. That's in the book of 1 Corinthians 12:10. God can do that for us, folks. What is there, 2019, that you've been trying to work on it? You've been trying to accomplish it. You've been trying to move forward on that. But it just hasn't happened. You know, probably it won't happen unless you press on. And you press on and get some help from God. And now I believe that verse is telling us the way we do that. We come to God with this idea that, hey, I've been trying this every other way that I know it's not working. Can you help me with that? Can you give me something that's going to cause me this healing that is needed, this accomplishment that needs to be taken care of? I hope you have a power of a moment like that in 2019. I hope we have these powerful moments that make a change. I want us, when we end 2019, to be better off than we were 2008 when we started 2019. I want us to make some progress as His children. You know, there's a way again to do this. Another power of a moment is given to us in the book of Mark, where a man came with his son who had an unclean spirit that was causing his son a whole lot of pain and causing his dad a whole lot of pain. They came to the disciples, and the disciples listened to their story, but they were not able to help him in any way. And that's what created the power of this moment. Then Jesus was there, and the Father asked for some help. And Jesus asked the Father, how long has this been happening to him? He said, from a childhood. It has often cast him into the fire and into water, destroy him. But if you can do anything, please have compassion on us and help us. And I love the way Jesus responded. He says, and Jesus said to him, if you can, all things are possible for one who believes. And then there's this power of a moment. A power of a moment that I've had many times in my life in the past, and a power of a moment that I want to exercise in the days in the future of 2019. The Father said, Lord, I believe. Help my unbelief. Lord, I believe. Help my unbelief. I must be aware, and in 2019, there may be some times that I'm faced with something that is a part of this year that is very difficult for me to go through. And I need to cry out to the Lord, Lord, I believe. Help my unbelief. Sometimes we realize that we can't face these circumstances. But we realize when we're going by faith and doing the things that God wants us to, it can be a help to us. One more thought before we leave this, that Jesus later, the disciples ask him, Lord Jesus, how come we couldn't do anything to help that man and his son? And Jesus said, you know what? This kind cannot come out but by much prayer. Much prayer. Nothing but prayer will help. And you know, you might have something in this new year that nothing but prayer can help. Sad to say, but that's the reality of life. So what I want to take from this moment between Jesus and this dad is that when something happens in this year that is bigger than me, I want to remember to cry out, Lord, I believe. Help my unbelief. Even in my prayer life, I'm praying and believing, but even in my prayer life, I want to cry out, Lord, I'm believing in this prayer. And Lord, help my unbelief. So we need to pray. Because sometimes the only answer to these things is prayer. I got one more moment I want to share with you. 2019. These are some things to think about. You can't think about all of these, but maybe one of these comes up with something to say, hey, I'm going to do the press on thing. Hey, I'm going to pray that prayer. Lord, I believe. Help my unbelief. My unbelief sometimes is stronger than my belief. Maybe the idea of realizing that, hey, I haven't acted too well. I haven't had a very good attitude in trials, and now I'm going to do better this year in trials because of the realization that these trials are causing me to grow, and I want to grow. I want to be what he wants me to be. Well, let's give a couple of other thoughts here now. A power of moment. There's a little verse tucked in the book of Psalms 46:10 that has really been a big part of my life. Has helped me more than anything else I can say in my relationship of faith. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted, God says, among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. Be still and know that I am God. This is one of the things I know that through this coming year I will need some moments of being still and reminding myself that he is God. And he will be exalted in all nations. He will be exalted in the earth. As I said, this has been a part of my life along the different journeys of my life through these 61 years or so that I've been walking with him. In my devotions, I'm thinking not just, this isn't what I'm talking about in your devotions, your daily devotions. I'm talking about something a little different than that. This is having a moment just between you and God. That's in a place or in a time in your life when it's really needed. It's a quiet time before God. Some of my favorite moments for this has been at the cabin we have up in Kalkaska area. Some of my favorite moments have been sitting underneath the stars in a starlit night. Some of my favorite moments of being still before God is being on a hunting stand out in the woods somewhere early in the morning and watch a day become alive. Some of those moments has been in a hunting stand in the woods as an evening comes and wants a day die and an evening be born. I got to tell you, folks, it's been very special. And what this moment is, it means you try to crowd out all the forces are removed from your thinking. And I surrender to be one with God. That's so important, those moments in our life. In the book of 1 Kings, it tells us a story because that's where I got a hold of this idea. There's a man by the name of Elijah, and he had a very disappointed time in his life, a very discouraging time. And that seems to be when I've got those moments. And finally, Elijah thought he was the only one that was left, and there was nobody else living for God, nobody else. He's just going to go and hide in a cave. 1 Kings, when he was hid in the cave, and in 1 Kings, and God said to him, go stand outside of that mountain before the Lord. And behold, the Lord passed by, and a great wind, strong wind, tore the mountain and broke in pieces the rocks before the Lord. But the Lord was not in the wind. And after that great wind, there was an earthquake, but the Lord was not in the earthquake. And after the earthquake, there was a tremendous fire, but the Lord was not in the fire. And after the fire, there was a sound of a whispering voice. A whispering voice. And Elijah heard the whisper. He wrapped his face in the mantle. And he went out and stood into the entrance of the cave. And the Lord said unto him, Elijah, what are you doing here? I got some work I want you to do. And he gave Elijah some assignment. Be still and know that the Lord, he is God. I don't believe it takes the cabin experience. I don't believe it takes the hunting lodge or the hunting, my hunting blind experience. Sometimes when I even sit here right now this morning, I was thinking a moment ago, why would I want to live here at Long Lake if that's all year long? It was just an ice cube. Ah, but I'm thinking of forward. God just didn't make ice cube. He made water. And that water is going to be in the summertime, in the springtime. And I need to be aware of that. Sometimes it can just be a smile on a child's face. Sometimes it's a sunrise. As you look at the sunrise. Sometimes it can be a sunset. As you look upon the sunset. You know what, folks? I think sometimes it can either be a little butterfly, a beautiful little butterfly. And you can look at that, whatever it is that reminds you. God is still in control. And God will be exalted in all in the nations, and God will be exalted in earth. And I'm saying to you in 2019, God can be exalted in your life. And we need to know that, and we need to believe that and to trust that. So we're going to listen to a song that reminds us that he is our rock. That's what he is, and we want to hang on to that. He's our anchor, and we've got assurance as we come into this year that he's going to lead us all the way through the year. God bless you, and Happy New Year to you.
This world we're living in, we're tempted and tried. No, we're not the reason why Satan drives us aside. In the Word of God, a promise for me and you, anchored in the blessed rock of ages, I shall not be moved. Anchored in the blessed rock of ages, I shall not be moved. Storms are raging, he will bring me safely through. He will never leave me, not forsake me, oh how sweet to know. Anchored in the blessed rock of ages, he will keep my soul.
In the rock of ages, happiness I have found, with his promise that his grace will ever abound.
Though the world won't understand from their point of view, anchored in the blessed rock of ages, I shall not be moved. In the rock of ages, I shall not be moved. Though storms are raging, he will bring me safely through. He will never leave me, not forsake me, oh how sweet to know. Anchored in the blessed rock of ages, he will keep my soul. Anchored in the blessed rock of ages, I shall not be moved. Though the storms round my soul are raging, he will bring me safely through. He will never leave me nor forsake me, oh how sweet to know. Anchored in the blessed rock of ages, anchored in the blessed rock of ages,
anchored in the blessed rock of ages,
he will keep my soul. Anchored in the blessed rock of ages, I shall not be moved. Though the storms around my soul are raging, he will bring me safely through.
supreme and blue.
He will never leave me nor forsake me. Oh, how sweet to know.